Hello,
everyone. Oh my gosh, I gotta find my mouse. Okay. Hey, y'all. So, surprise. Corinne is having some technical issues at her house. And so she asked me to do this call for her tonight. So, I'm so happy to be in Queen's Club. And coaching y'all. So, because I like to think, as a person who's lost her weight and I'm maintaining my weight, I'm just a fellow Queen's Club member, just like y'all. So it's fun to be in here. So let me know, make sure, let me know if you can hear me well. And you can see me and all that stuff in the chat. So somebody say hello. I think we've already got one person raising their hand. And let me see who we've got. We've got Beth. Beth is like on it, raise her hand. She is first in line. And then we have Alla, Aubrey, and Christina Olson. So I see Alla there. I want to figure out if I'm pronouncing your name right. And then Aubrey Sheffy and Christina Olson. So y'all go ahead and raise your hand as well. So, okay, we'll get y'all started. Let's see, and y'all can hear me. Okay, awesome. All right. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Hold on, let me turn you up a little bit.
Okay.
All right, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Good. Good. Okay, what's up?
So I was at January camp,
Yes.
and I had really had a strong reaction to when Corinne had told someone supposed to write down like all the stuff that they don't like about themselves, reasons why they're not lovable. And so I had raised my hand, asked if I could do that. Corinne addressed that, so she told me to do some thought work on that. So every day since camp, I've been doing TDL on just a TDL, just on everything, how I feel about myself and things like that. And I'd even kind of decided at camp that I would make weight loss kind of on the back burner-ish for now. Like I would still do everything and do all the basics, but I really wanted to make my focus more on loving myself.
Right.
One of the other campers said, like, I don't want to hate myself then.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't. I want to love myself the way I am now so that when I get to my goal, I already have that love. It's not because I got to. Okay. So I've been trying to write goals that revolve around self-love
Okay.
and loving myself just as I am or accepting myself. But it's a very heady, lofty thing to do. It's not like when I'm in the planner and I write a weight loss goal, it's really easy. I'm going to lose a pound this week, or I want to be at this weight by this date. But when it comes to these kinds of things, I don't know what to do. Like, how do I write a goal I'm going to love myself or like who I am?
Oh,
Is that
your
going to be
audio is
easier?
kind of cutting out a little bit. Can you move a little bit closer
Yeah.
to the computer? Maybe that's it. But I got everything. I got everything. And I totally like get what you're saying because I've been doing some of that same kind of work where it's like I want to, and you're doing the same thing where it's like I want to set some goals this year, but they're not as easily, well, not easily, but they're just not as obviously measurable as like a number of pounds
Right.
or something like that. So I think for you and what I've been working on too, it's like, okay, what would if I were to love myself more, at let's say at the end of the year or whenever you set the end of your goal, let's just say it's the end of the year. How would my, this is where you do some thinking, like how would my life look differently? How would, what would I do that I don't do now? What, you know, when would I get up in the morning? Would I go work out? Would I do a plan every day? Would I mean, it's just all these kind of actions. You can really even kind of put it in the model if you're familiar with the model.
Yeah.
It's like, if your thought is, your thought could be, I love myself, or like, what do you think about when you love yourself? So what are you thinking about? And like, put that down in terms of like, this is where I want to be on December 31st, 2019. I want to be thinking these thoughts regularly. I want to be feeling these feelings regularly. And then I want to be doing these actions
okay.
on a regular basis. And again, kind of compare it to where you are now and then, you know, where you want to be. So it's kind of, it's really like your future self, right? Kind
yeah.
of that future yeah. self work, like where it's like, think about someone who, you know, another interesting thing to do might be just think about someone that, you know, like really loves themselves. I mean, and Corinne comes up, right? I mean, I immediately think about her.
Yeah.
And it's like, what does she do? How does she go about her day? What kind of routines does she have that you might meet? You know, it's not like you want to become Corinne, but you know, what types of things does she do? How does she think? Because she loves herself, and you know, self-care is part of that. She actually did a live about that this morning. So it's like all these things that you can kind of put in place, like I am doing these things by the end of the year. So what comes up for you?
Oh, well, I mean, I liked the idea of actions. Like what would I be doing if I did like myself more? Trust myself more. So that kind of made sense to me because mm-hmm. something more tangible. Like I could actually picture myself, okay, instead of avoiding a conversation that makes me uncomfortable, I would actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
talk to
but if you think about the model, you know, to do actions, you have to have this thought and feeling first.
Right.
And so those have to be in place too, where it's like, okay, what thoughts do I want to start practicing now all throughout the year where by the end of the year, I'm really like living these thoughts where it's just like they are, you know, going through my mind, you know, on a regular basis. And so it's just kind of thinking now about where you want to be, you know, at the end of the year, but really thinking about the thoughts, feelings, and the actions.
That's really hard to do. I mean, I've tried to write down every day, you know, my powerful question, mm-hmm. something about how can I challenge negative thinking, things like that. But I just find like I write it in the morning and then I don't look at it again until later in the day. It's like, how do you change that track in your brain?
Yeah, so I have a thing on my phone called Alarmed. It's a app, you know, and there's a million of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it pops up, you know, and it could pop up every hour if you programmed it to. But like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's the time of day when I need to be reminded of my question of the day or my thought that I'm practicing that day. And so it pops up on my phone at 3 o'clock every day. So whatever, and you know, I program it in like every day when I do my question of the day, then that's the kind of, it's things like that. It's sticky notes, you know, on your bathroom mirror and in your car. It's any way that you can remind yourself to just practice your thought. Cause it's totally normal for you to forget it, you know?
Yeah.
Because you just get busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just got to kind of trick your brain into, you know, reminding itself that, oh, yeah, this is what we're thinking about today. So, I mean, you can just set a little alarm on your phone and you don't even have to put the question, but it's an alarm that reminds you like, oh, yeah, I need to remind myself, just ask myself throughout the day what my question is or what thought I'm practicing. Have you come up with any thoughts around self-love in your work so far? Other than just kind of, I love myself?
Yeah, I need to probably write something. I've done some models where I'll write down the bad thought and then I'll do the model where this is, if I thought this, I would feel this, like to flip it and make it better. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like, I feel like I do all that work. I do all that in the morning, first thing when I get out of bed. And then I just feel like it just sits there. And then the next day I'm writing down the same kinds of the same theme, you know, of things, of issues, and then it just sits there. So it's just, I knew that I needed a goal, like a tangible something to look to. I thought that would might be more.
But also, I mean, you could also think of a more tangible goal, but that would, you know, like result in, you know, you loving yourself more and things like that. So, I mean, obviously, you know, love needs to come before, but, you know, it's not like it's just, I mean, it can be something that, you know, let's say like running a half marathon, not that that would be, you know, your goal, but it's just like any goal, you know, that you work towards and, you know, and even whether you achieve it or not, you know, it's like believing that you can do it is, you know, and then doing all the training to do it or doing all the, you know, the habits, even just establishing a new habit or something like that. It's like doing all of that, you know, builds, you know, motivation. It builds, you know, it builds love for yourself. It's, you know, if you just committing to anything is really a form of self-love, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm worth it. You know, you have to have thoughts. You have to have some sort of thought in there to commit to doing something. And so it's like, I'm worth it. I can do this. You know, this is possible for me. All those kind of thoughts. So it's just like, it doesn't even have to be a specific, you know, like self-love goal. It can just be whatever these other, I mean, you know, weight loss or anything else. And it's just that self-love has to be part of it. Because like you said, you know, we can't hate ourselves on the way, you know, on the way down with weight loss. We can't hate ourselves on the way to running a half marathon. We can't hate ourselves on, you know, to, you know, changing our career. You know, we can't hate our current job to get a new job, right? You know, it's all that kind of stuff. So it's just like, you know, self-love kind of comes along for the ride a lot of times.
Yeah, and if you don't have it, that's when you get stuck.
Yeah.
Because it's easier just to hide and just kind of not feel and cocoon yourself.
Yeah.
And not take risks. So
it's funny. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what comes first, right? Like you need to at least begin the process of self-love. It's not like you have to just be sitting here going, okay, I love myself. Now I can go on to other goals. But it's like you've got to do a little bit of the work. I mean, you know, things can happen at the same time. You know, you can work on multiple goals, but at the beginning, you at least have to have some sort of foundation of, you know, at least like I'm working on loving myself. I'm working on believing that I can do this, you know, and that's, those are good kind of bridging thoughts, right? Like I'm working on believing that I, you know, that I love myself. I'm working on believing, you know, whatever. And then you can, you know, set some goals from that place where it's just like, okay, I'm not coming from a place of hate. You know, I'm maybe just kind of coming from a more kind of open, neutral place, but I'm moving towards love.
That makes a lot of sense. Because it's a pretty big leap to go from feeling like total crap about yourself to like, I love myself. So that makes sense.
And it's just like, an exercise I literally just started yesterday because I was talking to my coach about this very topic, about self-love. I am going to write every day 25 things that I love about myself. And I'm kind of wondering how I'm going to get to 25 every day sometimes. Yeah. And that, you know, I can repeat myself and stuff. But that's a really good exercise where it's just, and I'm really going to focus more on like my abilities and my, you know, I can focus on, you know, my physical self. Well, I mean, it can be a combination, kind of whatever, like you're, you know, kind of dealing with, but I'm really going to focus on like my, you know, in terms of my self-worth and in terms of my abilities and what I can do. And that's something that could really maybe kind of open up your mind to some different possibilities as well. And just, getting, you know, getting some good thoughts going that you can practice.
Yeah. That sounds nice because writing down all the cruddy ones, that's good to get them out of my brain. But then it's kind of like, there they are.
Yes. So, and I mean, that's good because you want to have that awareness of like what crap you're telling yourself.
Right.
And then you want to practice not beating yourself up and not judging that. Right. And then it's like, oh, okay, now let me open my mind up to what I might, you know, even just like about myself at first, you know, like what I just things that I don't hate about myself first, you know, and then just moving forward from that. And it's like, and Mary Jo found this somewhere, and we always talk about it where, and you may have heard her say it, but it's like we're talking and then she'll say, and I love that about myself.
Yeah.
So you can practice, you know, like whenever something comes up, you can say, you know, and I love that about myself. Even if it's something that maybe in the past you didn't love so much about yourself, but it's like, it's part of you, you know, it's that acceptance piece and that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
Okay. Now, are you also doing the course that's on the website?
The self-love course?
Yeah.
I started a little bit of it, but then, when the accountability course came, then I was like, oh, because I'm in a Marco Polo group accountability.
And it's, I mean, it's all connected, right? I mean, the self-accountability piece is absolutely part of, you know, it's all connected with self-love, because that's, you know, that's being accountable to yourself.
Right.
And so it's definitely, you know, you're doing great doing that course right now, but definitely go back to that self-love course.
I will.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Why don't you, you know, kind of, as you are working on your goals, if you wanted to post them and ask coaches for some additional feedback, once you kind of get some concrete things, you know, set, if you want to do that, you can get, you know, get some additional feedback from us there.
That's a good idea. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank
Talk
you.
To you later. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. All right. Still looking for Aubrey and Christina, who signed up. So I don't see Aubrey, if she's got her name there. And then Christina Olson. Okay, so I'm looking for both of y'all. There's Christina. Okay. Christina. Unless Aubrey shows up, you'll be next after Allah. Hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Okay, let's see. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Have I talked to you before?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
And you always say, I think I'm pronouncing her name. You pronounce it perfectly.
Okay.
Yes.
I've seen your name. I thought maybe it was like, and then I saw your face and it was like, oh no, we've coached
you
before, so.
Yeah. I think I was wearing a green shirt and my glasses. So
yes. Yeah. And you were talking about your phone interview, right?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes.
It's so funny, that it's you today, because when I signed up actually a couple of weeks ago, you know, to get coached with Corinne, I wanted to focus on my fog eating. But to be honest with you, I kind of made a lot of progress on that. I do a lot of data. So to prepare for this, knowing that it was going to be Corinne and she was going to probably grill me, I had like all my stats outlined, and I'm in my bedroom because I have people in the house today and I just need privacy. But yeah, I'm still, that's so funny that you remember it, but we actually talked about what I want to talk about today is, I think so what I'm realizing now is the reasons why I fog eat and store meat.
Okay.
Right. So all of these things inside are coming out, and that's what I wanted to get coached on. And some of it was related to the interview, because I recognize myself now as almost like a dual personality person. And what that means is that on the outside, the way I portray myself is I am, you know, very confident, I'm direct, I'm resilient, I care about people, I get stuff done, I'm a leader. But when I'm realizing on the inside, I have all these insecurities and all these thoughts that I've been, you know, eating away the whole time. So the phenomenon that's happening now, which is, I think, is a good thing, and I've been thinking about it all day, like, how am I going to spill it out so it doesn't sound like really bad. But I think some of my impulsivities and some of my maybe not so positive behaviors that I was hiding on the inside with the eating are now coming out. And I am working through reconciling that, because there's a lot of things I really love about myself. And all of the things that I mentioned that are things that people know about me already, I'm trying to figure out some of these other behaviors and things that are coming out. One, I don't like them, and I can tell you what they are. And two, I hope they're not here to stay, because I really truly don't want to become that person, you know, because so some of it is I get irritable really fast. You know, I am pretty impulsive. Like, I could be very direct almost in a, you know, kind of a meaningful way. I am very much so against like the victim mentality, you know, because I'm from Eastern Europe. I came to this country as a child and, you know, there was a lot of negative things and I just don't put that as something that using as an excuse. But obviously I was eating all that away. And now that I don't do that anymore, or I work on that with my fog and storm eating, I just exhibit those things more and more. So I'm not liking those things about me.
So, I mean, you know, that you said it's exhibiting in the eating, but what are the thoughts and the feelings that are resulting in that eating?
Well, yeah. So they were before. Now it's more like, so before when I would get irritated inside, like, cause I have some anxieties, I would, you know, like I would eat, right, to make myself feel better. And now I don't do that because I identify my patterns. Is, you know, the sneaky eating after dinner and when I'm alone, kind of like, oh, here's a reward for a really hard day. So I'm noticing my behaviors as the, you know, I get irritated. I'm noticing now and I will, and when I'm irritated, I may snap at people. I may, you know, yell at my kid and just things, not that I didn't yell at my kids before my husband, everybody does, but I just notice it so much more now because of all this thought work I'm doing.
Right.
And I guess I am afraid that this is my new me and it's almost having like an opposite effect. I guess all my fat girl thinking is now coming out and exhibiting itself and I don't want that to be the new me. So I'm hoping it's like a transitional period.
Are you feeling irritated because instead of eating, like you're kind of feeling
to deal with stuff
instead of eating?
Yes, that's, I think that's exactly what it is. So I don't know yet how to, that's my issue is that instead of eating, now I'm feeling all these things that before I wasn't showing anybody or, you know, as much as I could hide it. And now it's all coming out. So I'm not saying that, you know, people want to divorce me or anything like that, but I do have those fears. Like I'm becoming this other person that I'm not, or maybe I am, right? But I used to hide and now I just don't know how to reconcile the two. And I'm afraid very much so that this is the new me and it's not the new me that I like.
Well, I think, first off, it's important to like not, cause you're saying you don't like it, but it's like what I'm saying is that it's totally normal, right? I mean, because when we have covered up our feelings with food for so long, for years and years, I mean, for our, you know, some of us, most of our lives, then when we start feeling our feelings, it is going to be very uncomfortable. It's going to be very irritating, like you say. It's going to be very, it's just a totally different situation. And so in turn, you know, you've got to, you know, you want to get, you know, get some sort of relief, right?
Right.
You know, you're snapping at people, you're doing other things like that. So first off, it's just important to kind of be aware of it, which you are, but then not resist it and not judge it and not beat yourself up just because this is exactly where you're supposed to be in the process.
Okay.
Where you're just, this is a brand new thing that you're doing. You're just practicing feeling, right? And so there's a few things that you can do just in terms of kind of, you know, tips and, you know, just where it's just, you know, if you can, you know, if something is coming up and you're like, okay, this is when I would normally eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to, you know, to feel this instead, to just really, you know, if you can kind of get away from where, you know, and be, you know, be by yourself or just even just sitting and then just, you know, kind of breathing through it and just kind of being really aware, you know, just kind of allowing your emotions. And it's being like really curious. You can also do this with urges. I mean, this is really like an urge to eat, right?
Because it's, I'm used to like,
I'm used to eating
this in the past. I would do this. And that's what I recognized through all my data that I'm like, oh my God, here's the four things that I do in different situations and cues. Right. And now that, you know, by the number of my recovery worksheets and all the stuff, it's getting less. I'm doing better. I'm losing the weight. So I'm very happy to do this work. And it's just uncovering so many things I just didn't even realize was going on.
So you're, I mean, and you're right where you need Yeah. And so it's just a matter. So there's a part in the taking control module of the success path at NOBS called allowing versus white knuckling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
You may have heard it, but listen to it again, because I mean, I've listened to it a million times.
Okay.
Because it's really coming at it's really experiencing your feelings, not from a place of like resistance or, you know, like, I don't like this, like you were saying. It's coming from a place of, you know, just kind of compassion for yourself and just acceptance. That's where it's like, okay, this is going to be really uncomfortable for a while. I'm just practicing this. You know, I don't want to eat over it. You know, I want to just experience my feelings and feel my feelings. And so, like I said, you kind of breathe through it. You really think about how you feel physically in your body. Because, you know, any feeling is just a physical vibration in your body. That's all it is. But then you can also journal and really think about what you're thinking during that time, right? Mm-hmm. You really want to journal and figure out, okay, what are the thoughts that are leading me to feel irritated or leading me to feel anxious or, you know, overwhelmed or whatever, confused or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And just really processing it in that moment if you can.
Yeah, and I've been TDLing actually since the day we spoke after that interview, consistently every day. It's been 3 weeks now. I think part of this is my fear that this is not something. I know we shouldn't care about what other people think, but it's impacting my family, and I think that's part of the guilt that I have about this. And because of my zero tolerance for women. You know, victimhood mentality, mm-hmm. it's hard for me to be like, okay, mommy snapped, mommy had a bad day. Like, how do I, but I also can't be like, mommy's going through a process, mommy's going to snap all the time. You just have to deal with it. So how do I address it with my family? Because when other people in my family used to do this, mm-hmm. We're not going to name any names. I was very stern about my expectations about that kind of behavior. And now I'm almost like, the same thing. So it's like the elephant in the room, where I don't want it to become like, this is my new status quo, deal with it. That's not the way I want to show compassion for my family or myself, but I do have to go through this process. So I've been TDLing, but sometimes it's a little too late, right? Like I would say something and then I'll write it down, some more stuff that I kind of pause my, it's almost like the same thing as the fog eating. I find, you know, you're automatic and then you're like, okay, pause, stop. If you can catch yourself. My irritation, I feel like it's the same thing. Sometimes it's just automatic and then I catch myself and I don't say everything I want to say and then I'll TDL. But sometimes I just go.
Yeah.
And sometimes I could stop it.
Totally okay. You know, yeah. You're like, there's just going to be some days where you're not going to be able to catch it. And so it's like you have kind of different options, right? I mean, you can, you know, with your kids, obviously you kind of need to, you know, explain it a little bit more simply, but you can just say, you know, mommy's working on herself. She's just, you know, practicing, you know, I mean, you know, however you wanted to say it, just mm-hmm. in terms of like, you know,
but I should address
mommy's
it.
Mommy's just like, working on being, you know, being a better person. Yeah, or
I should address it. Like, I shouldn't just pretend like it does, like it's not happening because I don't like that.
It's totally up to you. I mean, and then, you know, afterwards you can, if you want to, you could apologize and just say, you know, I didn't mean to do that or whatever. I mean, you know, it's up to you in terms of how you want to handle it with, you know, with your kids, with whoever. But the other option is that you don't have to say, you know, you don't have to say anything. I mean, you aren't obligated to explain yourself to anyone, really.
Right.
I mean, and you also can't control how anyone else is going to react to you ever, you know? I mean, so it's like worrying about that is really... It's just not helpful. I mean, it's just not, you know, a good use of your time just because, you know, you can't control anyone else anyway. So I just think, you know, just working on you, focusing on you and, you know, every time that you practice, like you said, kind of pausing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you may still overeat. You know, some people who are working on this, it's like, you know, it's these small steps where you may end up overeating still. But you have the awareness of what happened. You know, some people just, you know, a lot of people don't have any idea of, you know, what leads them to overeat.
Right.
So the first step is the awareness, again, that may still lead to the overeating. But then the next step is like, okay, you know, I'm I may stop before I, you know, overeat as much as I usually do. You know, it's just like these mm-hmm. small steps. And, you know, the more you practice, the more you kind of, you know, you can pause a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. a little bit earlier. And, but it's just a process of, you know, practice and, you know, making mistakes, but, you know, just keep, you know, you just keep trying and you just get better and better at it. And you're never perfect at it.
Right.
You know, you're always going to probably have times where, you know, you just still end up, you know, overeating or you still end up snapping, you know, at your kids or whatever, but you just learn from that and you move forward. So
okay.
But it's all about just like not beating yourself up and knowing that you're just working on, you know, you're working on yourself, you're working, you know, coming up with a thought like, I'm working on this, or I'm going to figure this out. I'm just working on figuring this out. I'm getting better as a person, whatever kind of thought like that, that will help you
kind of
keep moving forward.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll go back and I'll look at the listen to the take control again. I've done the no BS now. I'm in January newbie.
Yes.
So I've done the no BS now twice. I did all the worksheets.
Oh my gosh.
I'm PDLing. I'm doing recovery. I'm one of those. And I just finished accountability course today. So
you're like,
I really love your content. I really do.
You're like at the front. I could just picture you at the front of the classroom and you got your hand raised and you're taking.
That is me.
Yeah.
You don't have to be. I'm coming to October camp.
Oh, awesome.
So I will, and it's like 6 months away, but I will, I'm very excited about that. But yeah, no, thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. All right.
We'll keep working on that.
Okay. So awesome. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Okay,
bye. All right. Aubrey, I'm looking for you. And Christina, since you've got your hand raised, I'll go ahead and put you up there. And then if we don't see Aubrey, we may just jump out of here early. Christina?
It says unmuted by host, but I don't see a picture of me.
I don't see a picture of you either.
Start video.
Yes. There you are. Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. What's up?
I'm not losing weight like I want to.
Okay. Why not?
I'm not sure. Okay. I've gone through. When I first started, I wasn't doing the 24-hour plan, like an actual written one. I was doing the wishful plan, which usually kind of worked for me. I was at least still getting results, so I didn't worry about it. But then I have my little notes. but then in like about October, whatever, in November, I just stopped losing at the, and that's not fair because I actually pulled up the data and it's not entirely, I stopped losing at the rate that I was losing before. And so when, in November I had gained a pound and I was like, oh, that's not like for the month. I looked at it and I'm like, I'm not going down. So I started doing the 24-hour plan and trying to put it together, but I don't think I'm doing it right. And I know that, you know, right is subjective or whatever, but I just don't think that I, like, either I don't know my meals well enough or I'm not putting the right information down to make the choices that I need to make. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, tell me kind of why you don't think you're doing it right.
Because putting down that, maybe I'm not following it. Okay. Because I can't tell whether I follow it or not, because if I don't know what I'm having, I'll put like, okay, I'm going to have a protein and a veg and a starch, but then I have a meal and it doesn't have the starch or it's whatever, or it missed the veg. So it seems like if my intention was -2 to 2 with the protein, veg, and starch, and then I'm not actually eating that combination of foods, then how do I know if I even followed what I was going to do or whether I'm doing it how I'm supposed to? I can't manage to be accountable to myself because I'm not setting any serious rules for myself. And I'm okay with not setting rules if I'm getting results, but January I was up a pound again. You know, December I lost 4, you know, but November and January I gained. And I'm like, and it's not a, I don't consider it a real gain because I mean, a pound is right there in that maintain.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like it's you're not. Just kinda, you're just kind of maintaining.
Right. And I want to lose. Yeah. So I'm looking at it and I'm trying to evaluate, like, what am I doing? And I don't know what I'm doing, which is why I think I'm not doing the 24-hour plan right. Because if I'm doing it right, I should know what I'm doing and I should be able to look at my data and figure out how come I'm not losing.
Right. Right.
And I don't know why. So that's
let me ask you this. So let's just get it. Let's get real simple. Get it down mm-hmm. to simple, like simple basics. Right. Mm-hmm. So are you eating negative two to positive two?
I often get hungrier than negative two because I don't have time to stop. Okay. So I'll be eating negative three to usually positive two, just depending on whatever. And occasionally it'll be positive three, but it's not usual to do that. Generally I'm stopping. I've been trying to leave bites behind to see if that's what it, you know, like I've been trying to play with it, but I was doing that in January and I still went up a pound. Like I'm looking over here at my data going, why, you know, and I mean, going up a pound is not, it's maintaining. Why isn't it going?
It's probably those few times you ate to a plus three.
Theoretically, but it just seems like that, well, we're not getting quite enough sleep.
I want us to just focus on the four basics, right? And of course the 24 is one, but then we've got negative two to positive two. And I mean, in the negative part, I mean, as long as you're not, I mean, you can get to negative, you know, eight, but as long as you're not eating to, you know, past a plus two, that's the important right part, right? I mean, you know, you just want to eat to a plus two. So, you know, that, and then your water and your sleep. How's your water?
Water's great. I upped my water intake. I was doing 96 ounces and now I'm up to 160. Okay. I'm drinking, I drink five of these a day and they're 32 ounces. Like,
okay. So you're,
yeah, I'm drinking plenty of water. I literally do not know what it is. I almost never overeat, like as far as that goes. But if an overeat is off plan, then maybe that is what is happening. But I can't.
Overeat is off plan. Yes.
So like
you don't. I mean, I don't even want you to. I mean, I'm thinking like, let's say for the rest of February, mm-hmm. you don't even worry about this protein, veg, carb stuff. It's just you are eating to your plus two. Every meal.
And so in order to do that, because sometimes I find that, and I know that part of it is probably eating too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware that has to be part of it because sometimes I will eat what I am fairly certain is enough food and I am still hungry. Like I still really, but I know that if I stop, and that's what I'm trying. That's why part of what it is that I haven't dialed in, like, when do I stop? Because you get more full as you go, like as the food hits your tummy, then you can feel that you're not hungry, like your stomach was telling you that you were starving moments ago. You know, they're like, it's like, I get the message that I need to keep eating. Like I am like hungry.
It's like your brain hasn't gotten the message yet that.
Right.
Yeah. And right. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think, and so that could be like, you know, on your plan, I mean, I would only just say, you know, I'm going to eat to plus two. And what that means is that I'm eating slowly, you know, very much aware, not distracted with TV, phone, work, computer. And, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, and this is, you know.
No, I do that. I think that's part of what that messes with me is because I eat what I consider to be healthy food. Like mm-hmm. there's not. It's much more on the best scale than the good, better, but I have to be overeating it
yes.
in order for maintaining to be happening. Like yeah. So what you're saying is that when I'm doing the 24-hour plan, mm-hmm. that maybe because I don't know what my meals are going to be, like I'm not the one who prepares dinner and we actually share it around my house. So different people cook. But we have a household protocol that it's got to have protein, it's got to have a green veg, and it's got to have some form of starch and fat. Like we have health protocols, you know, as far as that goes. But I don't know what somebody else is cooking on any given
day. That doesn't
day.
Matter because I mean, if it's plus two, it doesn't matter what it is.
Okay, so then instead of writing down like what I guess I will eat, you know, or protein, veg, starch, write down that I'm going to wait 10 minutes before I finish the other half of my food.
So I'm just thinking like, so, I mean, your 24-hour plan can be so easy. I mean, it can be like the easiest thing ever because you're not putting specific food on it. If you don't want to, if you don't know what, I mean, just don't even worry about that. Cause I mean, it's like, you're kind of getting caught up in that and kind of overthinking that. And and here's the other thing, like about the 24, this is for everybody with the 24-hour plan. Like there are no, you know, you make up your own rules in terms of how it's, you do it right. You know, it's like whatever works for you. And it sounds like for you, it's like you just need to focus on kind of the plus two stuff, the awareness, the eating slowly. Like you said, I think another thing for you to do is like to eat half and then, you know, eat a certain amount and then stop for 5 or 10 minutes and really reassess your hunger and let your brain catch up to your stomach.
Yeah, and you can do that. I tried that with 2 bites today because I was still really hungry when I was eating my lunch. And I was like, okay, I'm going to leave this. And I looked at my cell phone for the time. And I was like, okay, I've got 6 minutes and I'm going to sit here until it's the even thing. I'm going to sit here and stare at these 2 bites for 6 minutes and see how come, you know, because my brain was still going, no, you're hungry. Eat that. Yeah. Eat that. Why are you going to wait 6 minutes to eat that? Well, because
your brain will go crazy. Maybe
I get less hungry. And then I still did eat it after the 6 minutes mm-hmm. and I was still hungry. Yeah. And like now I'm super hungry for dinner too, but, but I waited instead of, also there's like side things that I could have had. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give myself 20 minutes. And then if I still want my yogurt, then I'll get it out of the fridge.
So it's just all about like just being curious, just being like, you know, open, like just to willing to listen to your body and just try some things. And like, tomorrow you may do the very same thing and like then you end up eating past your two, accidentally or whatever. And it's like, oh, well, I learned from that too, where it's like, maybe I need to wait a little bit longer to, it's just all a big learning process. But I think for you, it's focusing on that and not the actual food that you're going to eat, just because it sounds like you're going to have food there. You're going to have food, you know, and it's just like right now you're focusing on really listening to your body, really dialing in your plus two. And then later on, if you want to focus, you know, if you want to kind of adjust the actual food and, you know, level up some things, then you can do that.
Okay. Yeah. Most of what I eat is super healthy. Yeah. Like I don't, the closest I come to junk food is some dark chocolate. Like I just don't crave that kind of stuff necessarily.
Are you getting in some good healthy fats?
I make sure that I eat like full fat blue cheese dressing on my salad at night when we have salad for dinner, or avocado butter. I'm not avoiding the, I tried to pick the fat yogurt, when I went, I was like, okay, what do I, you know, I was looking into they're all low fat. I'm like, no, where is the ones that have fat in them?
I want the ones that say lots of fat. Right.
That was totally
They're kind of hard to find sometimes. So
it's a little backwards. So does that mean that like, let's see that I am, okay, so I'm a teacher and that means that I eat breakfast at like 5 a.m. because I have to commute to work. And then I don't eat lunch until probably noon. And like noon is like the earliest. So I'm hungry at like 10:30. If I stuck like nuts in my pockets, the kids would notice, but like what should I maybe, no, it's probably the overeating. I'm thinking, is my body freaking out because I'm not giving it something when it asks for it? Cause it does ask, like, for example, right now I'd say I'm at least at a -2 mm-hmm. and part of that is probably because I didn't eat more when it was lunchtime, in part because I'm trying to figure this out. Like I'm really making the effort at figuring it out. Yeah. And so I know that I still have to drive home before right. I, like, it's going to be 7 before mm-hmm. I eat, and I'm hungry right now. And then, but that
the answer is, I want to answer your question though, before I forget. Okay. The answer okay. is, because I think this is a thought that a lot of people have, and it can kind of mess with your head, right? Like, your body is not going to freak out if you sit with some hunger. Because here's the deal. Like, when we talk about, like, people at -9 that have, like, been out in the woods for 30 days, I mean, they're still okay, right? I mean, they're still, like, alive. I mean, you know, our brains are just trying to protect us. That's what it is. It's trying, you know, like, when we just feel a little bit of hunger, it's like, oh, my God, we are dying. You know, we are going to die. We have to eat right now. And it's like, no, I'll be okay. My metabolism is not gonna, you know, slow down or whatever with just a little bit of hunger. It's gonna be fine. And, but the really the only way that you can kind of prove your brain wrong is to just, you know, sit with the hunger, right? Is to just do it in terms of like where you are right now. Yes, your brain is kind of telling you like, wait a minute, we need to eat. And you're like, no, I will be okay. You still got to drive home. You'll be okay. But you just have to go through that to prove to yourself that you're going to be okay and that you can do it. And then just, you know, when you get to where you eat, you still just kind of, you know, don't freak out and don't, you know, like you still just eat to a +2, eat, you know, slowly, mindfully to a +2, because no matter where you get on the negative scale, you still only eat to a +2 on the positive scale.
That's been one of the most valuable things for me to actually hear because I would often go all day without eating. And then when I ate dinner, I'd eat more than a day's worth of calories. And so somehow, because that was the way that my weight came on, then mm-hmm. I started looking at it like, oh, well, you know, maybe the being hungry was the problem, but that's not the problem. Yeah. It's that I didn't realize that my stomach is not getting emptier and emptier. There is empty and there it is. Yes. It's not.
It's like as empty as it's going to get. Yeah. It's just our brain going, oh my God, we're dying. We need as much food as possible right now.
Right.
And, you know, and it's this whole thing about like, you know, how we evolved as humans where it's like we ate a whole bunch, you know, when we could so that we could survive for the lean times, you know, when we couldn't find food. And so that is just, you know, our old caveman brain just
right. I've been telling my body that I'll take care of it. It's okay. It can shed some of this. I will feed it. I promise. We don't need to hold on to this. It'll be fine.
And the other thing that, you know, is that when you're not eating and, you know, your body is feasting on its own fat, right? And so it's like, we call that, you know, eating in. It's eating in on your, you know, and so it's fine. It's fine. You know, you're not gonna, you're gonna be okay. So you're doing so good. Just, you know, really just being, you know, really having your data and being honest with yourself. Right. And like then not beating yourself up, just saying, okay, something's not working here. I need some help to tweak a few things and then you'll figure it out. But again, it'll be a constant, you know, it's a constant journey of just kind of tweaking things and figuring things out. But I think you'll get into a kind of a rhythm and a routine eventually, you know, and then start, you know, kickstart the weight loss again. So,
okay. Yeah, I really like the idea of putting on my 24-hour plan. I'm going to stop halfway through my food and wait. And I think that will do more for me than trying to figure out what food I was going to eat, like actual.
And so the way that you follow your plan is that you do those things, you know, at every meal, right?
And then assess whether I did it. And that would actually give me something to look at instead of, well, no, I didn't follow my plan because I didn't have any of that.
Right. And that was what was messing you up. Like, it's not that for you. I mean, you could even have like little check boxes at every meal. Like, okay, I ate slowly, I ate undistracted, I ate, you know, and I stopped halfway through and assessed and that kind of stuff. So that's what you need to have.
That'll help. Any minute now, more of this is going to.
Awesome. We'll keep us posted on how it's going. And then you can always, you know, post and ask coaches or just get back on if like maybe at, you know, after you assess after a few weeks and you're still, you know, not losing or whatever, then, then let's, you know, keep tweaking. But also I think you said your sleep, you know, Get your sleep in.
I'm getting that. Yeah, I think that I just need more sleep. I get 7 hours, but it's not enough for me. I feel like I need 8. Like,
I think, I mean, I swear, I think I could sleep 9 or 10 every night if I gave.
I do that on the weekend. So yeah. On the weekend, I take that extra time, but I just, I try to plan it so that I can get more, but I can't always. I do my best. I do manage to get 7, but I have a commute and, life back and forth.
About,
and
it's priorities and stuff. So so just see what you can do. And even just like an additional 15 minutes or 10 minutes, just start with that. You don't have to start with a whole hour. So, so think about doing that too.
All right. Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, Beth was a little hard to understand, but I think we got the point. We got it got through. All right, y'all. Here's Aubrey. Good. We got 10 minutes. Okay. Hey, how are ya? Oh, wait, I can't hear ya. Can you check your... I've unmuted you on this side. Maybe, is it your headphones, maybe?
Can you hear me better now?
I do hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, must have been the headphones. Well, good. Okay. All right, how's it going? What's up?
It's gone pretty well. I have...
Oh, you froze up. You froze up. Let's see. You totally froze up, Aubrey. I can't hear you, and then you're just frozen on the screen. Okay, I'm going to take you back out, and then I'll try to bring you right back in again. Raise your hand again. Oh. Gosh, as attendee. Okay. I can't do anything with you, Aubrey. Okay. Okay, Aubrey, you may want to leave Zoom and then come back in again. If anybody has any questions, let me know in the Q&A or... in the chat too. Doesn't matter because there's not a whole lot in the chat. So we'll see if Aubrey comes back on. I did want to let y'all know I'm going to be doing the Queen's Club Masterclass. Let me look at my calendar and see when that is going to be. This mouse. There it goes. Okay. It is... February 20th at 7 p.m. I'm going to be doing self-accountability 2.0. So I did a self-accountability course with you all with Queen's Club a few months ago. It's probably been like 4 or 5 months ago, but this was, obviously that was before this new self-accountability course came out. So I was talking to Corinne, thinking about what I was going to do for my masterclass with you all. And we talked about doing kind of like the next level of self-accountability with you all for the masterclass. So I'm so excited to kind of go through the course and then really think about you all that. Kathy. Okay. With you all just kind of going to that next level, right, with self-accountability. And so I haven't done much prep yet for the course, but it's going to be awesome. So y'all join me on the 20th at 7, and we'll do that. So I think this is Coach Kathy in here telling me to tell y'all about the race, Don't Stop Believing. So if you haven't registered, it's the hottest ticket in town. It is, Kathy, give me any other information. Let's see. It is May 31st, right? May 31st, that weekend. Let me pull up, got my calendar here. Yes, the weekend of May 31st, June 1st and 2nd. in Nashville. It is a 5K, 10K, half marathon. So you all can choose to walk or run, or walk and run, any of those distances. You can even decide what you want to do in the at the time, at the moment. There were some folks who had planned to do like a 5K and they ended up doing a 10K, or they trained to do a 10K and they ended up doing the half. So, you know, you don't even have to necessarily absolutely decide, when, you know, which race you want to do. So, Jill Angie, who is a member of the tribe, and y'all probably heard about her. She, is, also another life coach, and, she works with girls specifically on running. She is writing a plan for you all in terms of doing the 5K, 10K, or half marathon. So it's going to be awesome because she is an expert on, you know, training for races. And she really focuses on, you know, running for folks that are not necessarily, you know, runners, right? I mean, for like new runners and people that are losing weight and things like that. So it's going to be an awesome plan. I don't know if some of you all have done some of these plans that you just find on the internet, and like you do the first run and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know, I can't do this. So this plan is going to be so doable and just such a great, I think I'm going to do one of them and go along, you know, go along with y'all. So yes, the registration is open now. So we'll have the race. We'll have like a kind of a big meeting on Friday night. We'll have the race on Saturday, first thing in the morning. And then we will hang out by the pool at the hotel. Or if y'all are up for it, you can go out in Nashville in the afternoon. And then we'll have our big party on Saturday night, our big celebration, which will be amazing and awesome. And then on Sunday, we're going to have some coaching, right, Kathy? So it'll be kind of like a little mini camp on Sunday, but also attached to the race beforehand, we're going to have another 2-day intensive coaching experience. So, so that's going to be awesome too. So, yeah, so Jill Angie is doing the plan, but she's also going to do all the Q&As for us leading up to the race. And so again, she's just an expert on running and, you know, anything you all need to know about, you know, training for a race, she is your girl. So yeah, the 2-day will be Thursday and Friday. So we'll do that. And then Friday night, we'll all get together before the race, and the race will be like bright and early, 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. So it's going to be amazing. Oh my gosh. Last year we had our first race, and it was just, I mean, to see everyone go, you know, cross that finish line, and so many gals, you know, did their race for the first time, and, you know, and we were there until, you know, everyone finished, and we all just celebrated everyone. It was amazing. Hopefully it'll be a little cooler this year. It was a little warm last year, but you never know in Nashville, just kind of like here in Arkansas, you never know the weather. So, so registration is open. Let's see. And Christina asked, when does registration for October retreat open? You will find out about that. It is not opened yet. But probably, let's see, it's only February. So it's going to be a little while, Christina, but you'll definitely find out about it. Just keep checking that massive action line every Sunday. And we'll let you know when that opens, because, we for sure want to let as many people register for that as possible. So. All right. Anything else, Kathy? I think I got everything about the race. I don't see Aubrey back here. I hate that, because she was on and then she didn't come back up. I bet she just kind of got frozen, something like her computer froze up. But Aubrey, if you watch this, be sure and ask coaches, you know, post and ask coaches whatever you were wanting to talk about, or get on another coaching call, or I've got office hours coming up on Saturday. Actually, the next several Saturdays, I'll be on office hours. So, or Kathy will be on Tuesdays. So, for the next few weeks. So, yeah. So, Aubrey, definitely get on with us one of those nights. And, you know, you don't have to make an appointment. This is for everyone. You know, we'll be on. for 2 hours on Saturdays and Tuesdays, coaching as many people as we can in those 2 hours. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here and have some dinner. And it was so fun. I loved coaching y'all. And I love coaching Queens Club, because it's like, this is my club too. And I know Kathy feels the same way. So y'all have a good night. And I will see y'all in the groups. All right. Take care. Bye.